All right, fire up the newsroom. Fire that newsroom up, because we only have one item to rip and read on this Thursday, and it's coming to us, Frito, from Valley Ranch.
I'll go 1A, and then you can go 1B. 1A, Des Bryant follows me on Twitter. He's one of the proud 8,000. That's awesome.
Woo! He does. Des Bryant is all over Twitter right now. He is answering the questions about his tirade at Valley Ranch. And just to get you up to speed, something happened out during the media session with the Cowboys this afternoon involving Jean-Jacques Taylor of ESPN.com.
Taylor, what's up, buddy?
He's with us right now if you want him.
Who is with us right now. Jean-Jacques, what in the heck happened out there?
Hey, man, your petulant receiver is being, well, petulant.
What, did he come after you?
Well, you know, he's been mad at me since, I think, last Friday when I wrote a column that said the Cowboys need more from Dez than 2 for 12, which, forgive me if I'm wrong, but he is a superstar. He's making $70 million. Don't you think they need more than 2 for 12?
Absolutely.
So anyway, he's been mad at me since then. And called me a coward for not being in the locker room on Friday. And I probably should have been, but I had bronchitis, as everybody who around me knows, and that's the only day I could get into the doctor. But I looked for him after the game Sunday. Couldn't find him. So anyway, I walked in today because he didn't make himself available yesterday, so I couldn't see him. And, you know, what Dez does best is work himself into a frenzy. I mean, he can be having a conversation, and he just works himself into a frenzy, and that's kind of what happened today.
How bad did it get? Was he pacing like a panther? Was he yelling? What was he doing?
No, he got up and started walking, and then he went back to calling me a coward again, and then he went back to you know, then Devin Street walked by, and I'm sorry, Devin Street hadn't earned the right to talk to me about anything. I'm sorry. You know, if Jason Witten wants to say something to me, I'm all ears. If Tony Romo wants to say something to me, I'm all ears. You know, even if a guy like Brandon Carr wanted to say something to me, I'm all ears. Devin Street, I got no time for you, bro. And I said, ain't nobody even talking to you. Now, that's my Oak Cliff vernacular. That's not my professional The Ohio State University vernacular. But at that time, I was a little upset. And so I said, ain't nobody even talking to you. And he looks at me, and he goes, he just called me the N-word. I go, what are you talking about? And he says, you just called me the N-word. I said, no, I didn't. And he goes, Dez. Yes, Dez, who's sitting 20 feet away. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He just called him the N-word. Report that. Report that. And at that point, he starts dropping the 12-letter cuss word with a lot of pace and a lot of volume and a lot of rapidity. And Robert Klimko from SI tweeted it. Why did he do that? Because, you know, Dez loves Twitter. So Dez sees it on Twitter, and 10 seconds later, he stands up. Who is Klimko? Who is Klimko? And Klimko steps forward, and then he just starts dropping the 12-letter cuss word again. And in between that, he's talking about disrespecting our team. I'm not going to let you disrespect our team. They're 2-6, right?
Can you disrespect a 2-6 team?
Well, that's the question. Only the Detroit Lions have a worse record in the NFC. They've lost 6 straight, longest losing streak since 1989. This is really not the time to talk about disrespect or lack of respect. Now, we understand that the Cowboys have injury issues. We understand that they've been playing hard and they've had some tough defeats. But bottom line is you're 2-6. And so this is really not the time to talk about the respect that your club needs.
Do you think there's a chance, Jock, that Dez is doing all this on purpose to take the media away from the fact that they're 2-6 and they've lost 6 games in a row? I mean, is he that smart?
No, I don't think so. And that's not to say he's dumb, because he's a different kind of guy, and you love his passion on the real. And you love, like, when he signed that autograph and gave that kid a memory that he'll never forget a couple days ago after the game. But, you know, when he does his stuff, man, it's just counterproductive and it's unnecessary. You know, I've been around 20 years, covered a lot of Hall of Famers, a lot of guys who are all pros and pro bowlers. And none of them acted like this on a regular basis. Everybody's entitled to a bad day. a bad week. But nobody's entitled to this kind of boorish behavior on a regular basis.
Well, yeah, in your time, you've had issues, I'm sure, off and on with different athletes.
Let me tell you this. I told a player today who couldn't believe the scene because he'd never been exposed to something like that. I said, let me tell you something, bro. I've been cussed out by better players. I promise you I have. I've been cussed out by Hall of Famers. I promise you I have. And so it's not a matter of being scared or something. I mean, what's the worst the thing Dez can do? Beat me up and make me a millionaire? No. I mean, we're two grown men.
Was it nothing but verbal, or was there any threat of that? I can remember the Ratliff situation okay, it was just all verbal?
I'm not going to let it get to that. I got a wife and kids to take care of, man. I'm not going to let Dez Bryant cost me my job because he wants to act and he can't have a conversation.
Okay, let me clarify the scene there today, Jacques. So he's on Twitter in the locker room and sees Klimko tweeted something about it, or someone tells him Klimko tweeted something about it?
No, he saw it. I mean, he spends a lot of time on Twitter. That's his right. I got no problem with that. This is America. If he wants to be on Twitter all the time, he can be.
Well, and just so you know, Jock, I don't know if you've had time to see it. He has been on Twitter in the last 3 minutes, and he did accuse you of using the N-word. And he didn't use your name, but he said that calling players beep is not professional.
He said, yeah, I blew up on the media, but report why I blew up on y'all, saying I don't give a blank about me and calling players ends is not professional.
Yeah, well, you know, what can you say? You can't defend yourself against something you didn't do. But Pat Domi was standing right next to me from Channel 5. He heard the conversation with Devin Street, and I'm sure he'll be on Twitter saying that's really not the case.
Were there any cameras rolling?
I don't know.
I guess we'll find out.
I'm sure if it was open locker room that the cameras better be rolling or they're not doing their jobs.
Do you think this happens if the Cowboys aren't 2-6 in the middle of a six-game losing streak?
Probably not. I'm sure there's a lot of frustration, a lot of players on edge. But, you know, it's all about being professional. It's the same reason why, after a kick to the crotch loss to Philadelphia, why you had Jason Witten put on his sport coat and tie and address the fans, and you didn't see 88 do it. There's some accountability that comes with being the best players and the highest paid guys and the guys who want to smile in front of the cameras when everything's going great. There's some accountability there when times are going bad. To speak to the fans and let them know, hey, we ain't quitting, we ain't giving up. Moral victories aren't important to us. That's kind of what Jason Witten said.
Speaking of players that aren't the best players on the team, what did Devin Street say to you or try to say to you that got you to the point where you told him to get out of my face?
You know what? I'm not really even sure, but it doesn't matter. Dez Bryant is a grown-ass man who's starting this confrontation, so there's no need for a guy like Devin Street to intervene. Dez Bryant is certainly capable of defending himself. And as a grown man myself, I'm certainly capable of doing the same.
So Dez had already knew that you were there and you guys were already into it and Devin Street popped off in the middle of it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure his thought was he was trying to, I think he said something about why are you trying to get him riled up like this.
Right. That's what I figured.
What he said.
Yeah.
And the point was, he's riling himself up, but you just can't talk to me any kind of way. I mean, you know, and expect another grown man to ignore it.
I've been there.
And again, I didn't curse at him. I didn't really even raise my voice that much. But as a grown man, we deserve the right to give each other a certain amount of respect. Regardless of whether I like you or not.
We sure appreciate you chatting with us about this, Jock, and I'm going to end it with this question. Was it better than the time you and I went at it out there?
Oh, I want to hear that story.
14 years ago?
let me see. That was a pretty good one.
That wasn't
that
bad.
That was a pretty good one.
That wasn't bad. It didn't last very long.
I believe your famous quote was, don't bring any of that beat writer bleep over here.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. That was the Eddie George interview where I had to have him for a story I was working on. And Jock was...
You don't even remember the story, right?
Yeah, I do. No, I really do, but I left part of it out.
that was me trying to get to Darren Woodson and another reporter moving in on my one-on-one for the second time in a week and you going to defend that reporter.
Well, that's...
I think we may have multiple altercations here.
Yeah, we may start it again. well, if
I got number love for my Buckeye brother, but I got to roll. I'll talk to y'all later.
Thanks, Jock. Appreciate it. I am going to have to get that straight, but Jock and I did go at it. TV versus beat writer out there at Valley Ranch. It was
you must have really hated radio guys back then,
it
too.
Was like in 2003, I think. Yeah, when Eddie George was here. He's wrong. It was Eddie George. He was getting an interview with Eddie George, and I needed him. And I didn't care that he was getting a one-on-one.
Who really needed Eddie George when he was a Cowboy? Come
well,
on.
That's a good question. So I was wrong, probably, like always. All right, we're going to head to our happy ending. Man, there's good drama out there. Whenever Dez is around, there's potential for drama.
He follows me.
Thanks to Jane GT. And that's what Frito gets out of this. He follows me.
He follows me on Twitter.